I trust everybody's good spirits this morning. Good spirits this morning? Okay, well, hopefully throughout the rest of the time, we'll be in great spirits this morning. Amen? As mentioned on Wednesday night, as a church, we did take up a special collection this year, and on Wednesday night, we did get an update as to where some of the funds went to. And so, as mentioned, we did help out the Kingston Church, that's Kingston, Ontario, 2 hours away, with providing them a new sound system, something that they desperately needed. And if anyone who has had a chance to go to the Kingston Church to visit, you will see it's a kind of almost a running joke in Kingston, such a need to have a sound system. So I'd like to read a letter from the Kingston Church. It says, Dear Howard and the Ottawa Church of Christ, I'm writing to express our personal appreciation for the whole family believers in Ottawa and for your recent gift to the church here in Kingston, Ontario. The active support of friends, family, and especially brothers and sisters such as yourselves help us to continue our focus of praising God through our worship. Your gift of a new sound system to Milestone Christian Ministries, Kingston, will help us create a professional worship ministry as we try to make a joyful noise to the Lord. In doing so, you've allowed us to better present the gospel of Christ to the city and enable us to worship God with a better sound, quality, smiley face. We are grateful for your generosity, your trust, and most importantly, your love for Jesus. On behalf of the saints here in Kingston, we thank you for your generous support, and may the Lord Jesus bless you in all your pursuits, and know that you always have our heartfelt appreciation. With love, your brother in Christ, Neil D'Souza, minister for the Kingston Church of Christ. So definitely, you know, they're going to make use of it. Again, this will probably be their first worship with their new sound system. As I was able to, Neil drove down on Wednesday. He and a friend put the sound system in their car, and they're excited to take it back to Kingston. So I'm sure at this particular moment, they're making a joyful noise with their sound system, and definitely we're all to be commended for our sacrifice to really help the Kingston ministry. Today we're going to talk about faith. Of course, we've been talking about faith all year, so we're going to continue to talk about faith here this morning. So the title of today's lesson is Faith That Moves Mountains. And I'm sure all of us can use that kind of faith. A faith that can move mountains. We're going to talk about that here this morning. But before we go any further, let's go to our Father in prayer. Father, thank you so much for the beautiful day that you've blessed us with. And Father, thank you so much that you have blessed us, God, with a family, with a church. That, Father, we can come together to worship you and as well encourage one another. And Father, as we gather here this morning, Father, if there's anything on our hearts that may be troubling us, Father, I pray that your spirit can really work powerfully to really meet the different needs accordingly. And Father, as we open your word here today, Father, I pray that your living word would speak to us. Father, it would encourage us, it would challenge us, it would inspire us. Father, so that we can continue to build faith in our lives. Father, of course, as we read your word, it says that without faith, it is impossible to please you. And Father, I know that deep down, each and every one of us here today, Father, desire to please you in one way or another. And Father, I do pray that as we study your word here today, Father, help us to be able to grow deeper in our faith. And that, Father, as we study your word, that your spirit can work through me and open all of our hearts, Father, to the words that you want us to hear today. Father, thank you so much for sending us your son. Thank you, God, so much for the incredible sacrifice on the cross. Help us, God, never to take that sacrifice for granted. And Father, for us to live our lives with gratitude for all that you've done in our lives. Father, thank you so much. We ask you to bless our time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you have a Bible, why don't you turn to Mark chapter 11 as we talk about faith that moves mountains. You know, faith is, as I mentioned, it's very important. As Jesus, in Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it is without faith, it's impossible to please God. But right there alone, it really shows that, you know, if we are going to please God in any way, that we must live our lives by faith. And in Mark chapter 11, we begin reading in verse 20. So then in the morning, as they went along, they saw a fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you curse is withered. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it'll be done for them. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you've received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so your Father in heaven may forgive your sins. You know, faith that moves mountains. You know, Jesus says that we are to have faith in God. That's where it begins, by having faith in God. And as mentioned, someone mentioned earlier, we can put our faith in many different things. We can put our faith in self. We can put our faith primarily in people. We can put our faith in careers, in financial security. So we can put our faith in a number of different things. But Jesus says here, you know, we need to put our faith in God. And that is a call for each and every one of us here this morning, is that we put our faith in God. Rather than putting our faith in ourselves, we can put our faith in our abilities. We can put our faith in our gifts, our talents. We can put our faith in our possessions. We can also put our faith in our feelings, our experiences, and we can put our faith in the world. But you know, they will only get us so far when we put our faith in these things or our faith in people. So Jesus says, you know what? We need to put our faith in God. Because faith in God has no limitations. Faith in anything else or anyone else has limitations. But faith in God has no limitations. And therefore, we should put our faith in God. And when we put our faith in God, God will take us to places that we have never been before. God will allow us to experience things that we have never experienced before. And God will allow us to accomplish things individually, collectively, accomplishing great things for God. But what's important is that we have faith in God. And Jesus mentions here that what's important is the quality of our faith, as we'll talk about later on. You know, it says here that, you know, we must believe. We must also pray. When we pray, we also need to pray believing. But you notice how after that, Jesus said, you know, when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins. You know, what's important as we talk about faith? It's not about the size of our faith, which I'm going to talk about. But it is about the quality of our faith. To make sure that our faith and how we live our life, that we have a pure faith. A faith that's not contaminated by the things around us, contaminated by sin, contaminated by unforgiveness, but to have a true, genuine faith in God. And that we'll do amazing things, we'll accomplish things because of our faith in God. You know, turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 17. In Matthew chapter 17, listen to what Jesus says again about faith. Then the disciples came to Jesus, Matthew 17, verse 19. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, why couldn't we drive it out? He replied, because you have so little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Absolutely amazing. And we see here the disciples, they were unsuccessful in trying to drive out the demon out of this boy. And so they asked Jesus in private, you know, why were we unsuccessful? And Jesus said, you know, because you have so little faith. He says, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, that nothing will be impossible for you. You know, faith itself in our own abilities will only get us so far. But it's having faith in God, but faith as small as a mustard seed, that nothing will be impossible for you. You know, a different translation, the Message translation, it says, because you're not taking God seriously. You know, sometimes we cannot take God very seriously in our own faith. But Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. You know, I'm going to ask him, if you could just pass this here. Some of us may not have an idea what a mustard seed looks like. But we talk about small, you can just take some and pass it down. You might have to, it's very hard to pick up, so, yeah, you might have to even pour it in your hand. But you will see, this is a mustard seed. Actually, let me hold on to one. Thank you. See, as it's coming around, you'll see that in my hand, I have a mustard seed. I actually have two mustard seeds. But I only really need one mustard seed. But Jesus says, you know what, if we have faith as small as this mustard seed, that we will be able to move mountains. You know, that is pretty amazing. You know, if you know, I'm going to read some facts about a mustard seed. But first of all, a mustard trees have been found in various locations throughout the world. Even though it is one of the smallest seeds, the tree can grow up to 20 feet tall and 20 feet wide. The seed and tree can grow in dry climates, and thrive even in clay or sandy soil. It can grow in hot, dry weather or cool, and even wet climates. The mustard seed is drought tolerant. This mustard seed. You think about that. And I continue talking about mustard seed. Jesus calls us to have this mustard seed kind of faith. As faith as small as a mustard seed. You know, that's all that God needs from us. Is to have genuine faith as small as a mustard seed. It only takes a tiny amount of faith to do something great for God. You know, our faith is only as strong as the object of our faith. And that's God. That if we have faith as small as a mustard seed and we put that faith in the right place, which is an all-powerful, all-present God, all-knowing God, then we can accomplish great things for God. You know, someone quoted saying, it's not the greatness of my faith that moves mountains, but my faith in the greatness of God. You know, sometimes we believe that we need to have great faith in order for God to do great things in our life. When God says, you know, here, this is all I need from you. All I need is for you to have faith as small as a mustard seed. And I will make up for the rest. Because it's not about the size of our faith. It's about the size of our God. It's really not about us. It's not about our abilities and what we're going to accomplish for God. It's not about our strengths, our gifts. It's not about how much we know. It's not about our position, our status, the amount of good deeds that we do in our life. It is about our faith and having faith as small as a mustard seed, that God can work and do amazing things. You know, sometimes, often, our ego can be too big and our God can be too small. That's why we need to make sure we see who we are before God. That's all God needs from us. All God needs from us is a mustard seed, and He'll take care of the rest. You know, mustard seed, one, first of all, it's small, as I just mentioned, but a mustard seed, it can grow in unfavorable circumstances. You know, the seed can be tested in dry times, the most difficult of circumstances, drought or poor soil. Now you think about mustard seed faith. Mustard seed faith can tolerate difficult times. Even when it's planted in poor conditions, it can still grow. Even if you only have a small amount of faith, it can grow in poor and even unfavorable circumstances. Because it's not dependent on our circumstances. You know, some people might say, you know, if I grew up in a different family, you know, I'd have a different kind of faith. Someone might even say, you know, if I was in a different family group, you know, my faith would be growing leaps and bounds. You know, man, if I was a part of this particular church, if I was a part of a bigger church, man, my faith would blossom and grow. But you know what the thing is? We would still take our small faith wherever we go. Because it's not about circumstances, it's not about places, it is about the size of our God, believing that we worship a God that no matter what group we're in, no matter what our background is, no matter what size church we're in, that God can work through our faith if we let Him. But it comes down to our own personal faith. You know, mustard seed faith also, as we mentioned, it can move mountains. You know, this mustard seed is much smaller than a mountain. But mustard seed faith, it says it can move mountains. You know, what may be some of the mountains that we face in our life? Problems. You know, I know in this size group, someone's got some problems going on in our life. Obstacles, challenges, maybe overcoming a particular sin in our life, overcoming a particular character, personality in our life, maybe unhappiness, loneliness, overcoming an addiction, character challenge, you name it. Illness. You know, there are so many different things. You know, for us, a challenge might be something as simple as, you know, maybe moving to a new city and just trying to adjust and trying to fit in, especially to add on, if you're going to school, that itself could be a big obstacle where you're like, gosh, I moved, what was I doing? There's so many different things. You might even say a big obstacle might be someone in your family. You know, we're not going to come out and say that. We say, ah, you know, a big obstacle, you know what? Yeah, I can't nudge them right now beside me. I might give it away. But we might be having marital problems, problems with our kids. Kids might be having problems with their parents. You know, we can have many different problems. And let me just say, whatever the challenge is, it's not saying that, you know, it's Howard saying that if I have faith as small as a mustard seed and I see one of my family members as a problem, that I can pray for them to be removed from my family? I think we're missing the point. Just thought I'd make sure that that is very clear. But whatever that problem is that may cause conflict, that problem itself can be removed. You know, but unfortunately what can happen if we don't have faith, these different mountains can take up permanent residence in our minds. Where they could be permanent fixtures just like a mountain. Where we look at the mountains and we go, you know what? I don't see these mountains ever going away. So therefore, you know what? I'm just going to resign. to live with this mountain. You know, we must have faith in the greatness of God. We must believe that our God is bigger than any mountain, bigger than any problem that we have in our lives. You know, this morning I want you to ask yourself, you know, where is your faith at this morning? You know, where is your faith at this morning? Your personal faith in God. Where is your faith at this morning? You know, God wants us to have faith in Him. And I do believe that as we put our faith in Him, God will accomplish great things in our lives. You know, what are some practical things we can do to be able to build and strengthen our faith? I do believe it's important that we get to know the God in the Bible. If we're going to put our faith in God, we need to get to know the God in the Bible. The Creator, Sustainer, all-powerful, perfect, all-knowing, just, holy, sovereign, eternal God. That's the God we need to get to know in the Scriptures and change how we view God. Because sometimes we can come to learn about faith, but our view of God is so tainted. It's tainted by our upbringing. It's tainted by our experiences. It's tainted by maybe how we were brought up to learn to know about God. But when we look at the Scriptures and we learn about God, our image of God then changes. And we begin to see God in a very different way. We begin to look at God very differently. And God's Word creates the right picture in our minds. And as we get to know the God in the Bible, we can approach situations in life very differently. We can approach mountains in our life very differently. Because we are approaching situations with a godly perspective. You know, I want to challenge you, if you've never read the Bible before, to begin reading it today. To begin reading it every day. And if you're unfamiliar with the Bible, you don't know where to start, you know, I always tell people, start with the book of Matthew, and then finish the New Testament. After the New Testament, jump into the Old Testament. But maybe you've maneuvered with the Bible before, you're like, you know what, I don't fully understand it that well. I would encourage you, sit down with someone. If you don't know someone in the church, hey, you know what, come talk to me afterwards. I'll allow you to meet someone who can sit down with you and show you the Scriptures, and they can share with you, you know, from their background, how they were brought up, how they viewed God, and they can share with you how they view God today. And also how God is working in their life. We need to get to know the God in the Bible. We also need to visualize our changed life and circumstance. We need to visualize our changed life and circumstance. In Romans chapter 4, if you turn there, you know, to believe that we've received it. So to visualize, you know, hey, if I were to think about what would my changed circumstance look like? You know, what would my changed life look like? In Romans 4, verse 17, it says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead, and calls things into being, things that were not. That is the God that we serve. Is that the God calls things into being that did not exist? That he created the universe in his mind, and then it was created. That all of us were first created in the mind of God. So in faith, we visualize before we actualize. And therefore, we need to visualize our changed life and our changed circumstance. You know, you think about famous inventions, famous inventors. You know, you think about things that were invented, the printing press, electric light bulb, television, the airplane, internet, cell phone, computers, touchscreen, iCloud, All these things were conceived in someone's mind. They visualized, and then after it became, it actualized. You know, it's amazing when you talk to people of the younger generation, and you tell them, you go, you know what? Before, we didn't have cell phones. And some of them looked at me and looked at Karen and I and are like, what do you mean you never had cell phones before? I go, you know, at one point in time, there were no cell phones. And I'm like, really? I was like, yeah, at one point there was no internet. And they're like, come on. It's like, you know, seriously, at one point, these things did not exist. I'd be like, wow, that must have been a long time ago. But I was like, well, it wasn't that long ago. And they must think, you know, wow, you must have been born into historic ages. It wasn't that long ago. But for them, it's like, really, these things never exist? Yes, at some point it didn't exist. But they were created in someone's mind, and then they actually came to be. You know, that's what's important, is that that's what faith is all about. It starts with a thought, starts with a dream, starts with a picture in our mind, and we visualize before actualize. You know, I want you to visualize what you want to become for God. You need to visualize, you know, what do you want to accomplish for God? You know, who do you want to become for God? What do you want the church to become for God? Visualize what you want to see happen in your community, in your family group, at work, at school, in the community. To visualize what you want to see happen in those places for God. And then be willing to do the work to attain the faith goal. Because we can't just sit there and visualize. There's a time when we need to go, okay, you know, now it's time to roll up the sleeves and now to do the work. Because faith and deeds work together. It's not just, you can't just believe and say, I have faith because I believe. No, we learn about faith and deeds. Faith without deeds, it's useless. It's dead. That faith and deeds work together. So we're most willing to do the work to attain whatever faith goal that we visualize. That might mean praying about it every single day. Being like the persistent widow in Luke chapter 18, who kept on praying and praying and praying until she got what she wanted. To always pray and not give up. Again, I mean putting in the work. You visualize, hey, you know what? I visualize my family group, the church, growing and growing to 500 to 1,000. You know, we put in the work. We start doing what it takes to make the church grow to that amount. Or as we read in the scriptures, faith is about what we do. Faith is also shown in our obedience to God. And that's important. And whatever God calls us to do, that we do it. For us not to worry about other people. Because so many times our obedience is related to what other people are doing. And the Bible says to have faith in God. Not to have faith in what other people are doing or not doing. But so many times our faith and what we do for God is determined by what someone else is they're doing or not doing. Sincere, genuine faith is about, you know what? It's me and God. It's about me putting my faith in God. Whatever God wants me to do, I'm going to do it because it's about me and God. It is not about this person. It's not about that person. It is about me having faith in God. Now we do whatever it is that God calls us to. You know, God wants, I do believe that God wants us to take us on an adventure of faith. Honestly, God wants to take us on an adventure, and that's what the Christian life is all about. It is all about an adventure of faith. God wants to experience things in our life that we have never experienced before. To accomplish great things in our life for Him, I believe God wants to unleash His power in our life. But we need to have faith in God. You know what the amazing thing is? God is not even calling us this morning to have great faith. God is calling us, you know, if we just have faith as small as a mustard seed, that God can accomplish great things in our life. It's not the size of our faith, but it's putting our faith in the greatness of God. And God will make up for whatever else is lacking. But God wants us to have faith in Him. You know, wherever you're at this morning, God will take you where you're at. And that's the kind of God that we worship, a God who takes us where we're at. And He takes us to incredible places. You know, let's learn about who God truly is and put our faith in Him. Let's visualize, actualize, and pray and do whatever it is that God calls us to. And God will take us and our faith to places we've never been before. Let's have faith in God. Amen.